Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DXpress Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Beginning our program this time, we have our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. Solar activity continues to be quite low. According to the IPS, the latest available information shows the 10.7 centimetre solar flux has dropped to 103. And the equivalent sunspot number has dropped down to 52. And in the near future, the immediate future, the flux is expected to drop even further to 100, and the smooth sunspot number will fall to very low 48. So, at least for propagation into Melbourne, Eastern Australia, the higher frequencies on long-haul multi-hop paths are not very reliable at the moment on frequencies above about 12 megahertz. But frequencies below 12 megahertz on Dartmouth paths are quite satisfactory. The 25-meter band in our morning period in the hour before sunrise has been very active with signals from all continents. This is a summary I made recently of occupancy in the period 1900 to 1930. 11535, right down the bottom end of the 25 metre band, the Voice of Korea in English. 11615, Radio Netherlands via the Vatican Radio Relay Station in English. 11665, Radio Television Malaysia at Kajang, with the domestic network relaying the Y, that's WAI, FM service in Malay. 11670, All India Radio in English. And another frequency for All India Radio is 1117 in Arabic. Now on 11705, Radio France International in French, and 11725 Radio New Zealand International. Now on 11740, an interesting station using the Wolverton Relay Facility in England. This is the Voice of the Somali People, otherwise known as Radio Damal in Somali. And 11760, Adventist World Radio from Vertaktil in Arabic. Now, on 11790, Radio Free Asia from the Marianas Islands in Chinese. And just up in frequency, 11810, the BBC from the Ascension Island Relay Station in English. Now, three frequencies for the Broadcasting Service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Arabic, 11820, 11915 and 11930, all giving good reception here in Melbourne. Now on 11845, Radio Canada International is in the relay frequency from Wolverton in England in French. And 11860, another frequency for Adventist World Radio from Vertaktil in Germany in the Wolof African language. 11875, Radio Taiwan International, using the relay transmitter at Issoudun in France, carrying French language programs. And 11880, our local Radio Australia from Shepparton in English. Now 11890, the Voice of the Philippines, using the Chinang station, signing off at 1930 after programming in English and Tagalog. And 11905, the Voice of America from the Bahia in the UAE, in the Tigrinya language. 11935, another frequency for All India Radio in English. And 11945, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from the relay station at Dushanbe in Tajikistan. And 11985, this is the frequency used by the Voice of Russia, broadcasting from the Yerevan, Armenia relay station with programs in Russian. And 11995, another frequency for Radio France International in French. And 12005, Radio Tunis, or Tunisia in Arabic. And 12015, the Voice of Korea in Spanish. This is a relatively new frequency for the station. And 12030, Spanish Foreign Radio in Arabic. And right at the top end of the 25-metre band, the BBC from its Cyprus relay station in English. In the 19 metre band between 1900 and 1930, propagation, as I mentioned earlier, has been quite unreliable. Recently, only three signals are audible in this time window. That's 1900 to 1930. They were 15110, the Spanish Foreign Radio in Spanish, 15225, the Voice of America from Bonaire in French, and 15400, the BBC from Ascension in English. Only three frequencies in the 19 metre band noted in that time period. Now we'll go down in frequency now. We'll look at the 41 metre band. That's quite active in the period just before our local dawn. Many signals from most continents, mainly short paths from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. On 7325, China Radio International from Beijing in Czech. 7590, a program carrying English religious broadcast known as the Overcomer Ministry. This frequency is actually registered for family radio from England, from the Rampisham transmitting site. So I'm not certain as to who is actually broadcasting those programs. We know it's the Overcomer Ministry, but is it WIFR or is it some other broadcasting station? Now going lower down to the 49 metre band, another very active band for Africa, Middle East and Europe and Asia in our pre-sunrise period. Here are some items. 5945, the BBC from Cyprus in English. 5950, Radio France International, relay at Mayerton in South Africa in Portuguese, and that closes down at 1930. And 5985, China Radio International from Bonaire in Portuguese. And 5995, the Voice of Russia from Irkutsk in Russian. And 6080, the Voice of America from Sao Tome in English. That's dominating the frequency, parallel with Radio Australia from Shepparton, also using 6080, which is not very reliably heard here in Melbourne. We're in the skip zone. And 6085, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Albanian. Programs in, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Albanian, broadcasting 1900 to sign off at 1930. Now, here's some channels or frequencies of stations not actually observed recently here in Melbourne, but they are scheduled and they represent some interesting targets for discriminating DX listeners on shortwave. 11690, the Vatican Radio, broadcasting via the Sackville, Canada relay station in Portuguese between midnight 30 and 0100. And 7410, the Vatican Radio, via its transmitting site at Santa Maria di Galleria in the Vatican City, midnight 15 to midnight 40 to Asia. And the same frequency, 7410, used by the Vatican Radio from the Tashkent, Uzbekistan relay, midnight 40 to 0200, various languages to South Asia. Now, a little bit later on, 0100 to 0230, Vatican Radio via the Bonaire relay station, 6040, various languages to the Americas. And another relay frequency for the Vatican Radio is via Madagascar, 9625, between 0300 and 0330. And Voice of Turkey, English language programs, 9655 is the frequency, schedule 0400 to 0500. And the Voice of Turkey also broadcasts on 9820 in Turkish, between 0500 and 0700. Now another frequency for the Vatican Radio, this time in the 19 meter band, 15595. This is listed 0625 to 0800, which is a multi-target broadcast to various parts of the world. And 11925, another frequency of the Voice of Turkey. This is the daytime program to Asia in Turkish. It's scheduled 0700 to 1000. And 0700 to 1400, the Turkish program is also listed on 15350. And again on 15480, between 0700 and 1300. Now 9790, the Vatican Radio broadcasts to Asia from the Radio Veritas Asia transmitting site in the Philippines. 1230 to 1315 in Chinese languages. And the Vatican Radio also uses the Tinang relay station of the IBB in the Philippines, Vietnamese, 11835 from 1315 to 1400. And another frequency for the Voice of Turkey, daytime frequency to Asia and Europe and Africa, Turkish, 11815, 1400 to 1700. So that was a summary of some interesting frequencies which are currently scheduled for the present transmission period, and they would represent some quite good targets for enthusiastic shortwave DX listeners anywhere around the world. So lots of activity in those bands, 25 meter band, the 49 meter band and the 41 meter band in our period just before sunrise, 1900 to 2000.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX and goodbye for now. See you soon.